Hi, Mark. It's good to be here today again for our next podcast session. And we have a very interesting story today from Matthew Smith. And Matthew runs a business called Impressions Design, which is primarily a graphic design company. And I think, Matthew, you're also what I call a print broker.
Yes.
That you can outsource all the printing designs. So we just thought it'd be a good idea. Matthew's got an interesting background. He operates, like many of us, from a home studio where he lives. And he's well known around Geelong for some of the, the Facebook activity that he's been doing in recent times.
So welcome, Matthew. Tell us, how did you get started?
Okay, long story. 1997 was when I first started my, when I first registered my first business. And I was doing all sorts of things like the NEIS program and all that sort of stuff. But I was also taken under the wing of a local printer. And I would call that sort of like a design boot camp, because I was working on real-time jobs, real client jobs, learning a steep learning curve to how print design works. And I'm extremely grateful for that, although it was hard at the time. I'm extremely grateful for that training because it put me in front of the client liaison as well as the practical side of the design work, which was real design work. Wasn't mock-ups, all that sort of stuff. It was just real design, real client work that was out there in the world. And that was a fabulous introduction to my design life.
And I note that you went to Deakin Uni. Was that a precursor to design? What did you do at Deakin?
It's a funny story too. I thought I was going to be in the, music industry. My passion at that time was music. I played the trumpet. I did a bit of drama and a bit of literature as well, a bit of philosophy. But, I thought I was going to be a psychologist, but I got talked out of doing psychology. But I did like the humanities side of things. But apart from teaching me life lessons, and I'm grateful for that as well, it didn't really have any bearing on what happened later. And that was finished in the early 90s. Then later on, I can tell you a story about how I came to become a designer. Was various things I was doing for friends and family and all that sort of stuff. And I thought, I really like this. But I couldn't, and despite having what people say is a natural talent, I couldn't get a job in the design industry because I didn't have the piece of paper. But I'd done all the precursor stuff with regards to real client jobs, but that the piece of paper was hindering me. So what I did was knock on doors, local businesses until someone said yes. And then the printer fortunately took me under his wing, and that's history. But it took me to decide that, blow this, I'm going to do something for myself. And the tenacity that I look back on now and I think, well, I don't have that tenacity now, but back when I was younger in my 20s, I must have had enough tenacity to just persist with regards to knocking on doors, like actually walking around the streets of town and Belmont and all that sort of stuff. And knocked on the door of a takeaway food shop. It was a chicken shop in High Street in Belmont. I've still got the artwork. I did their menu for them. And I had to look for a printer. I had to look for a printer, and someone recommended this guy. And he saw something in me, and he became a mentor to me. We eventually parted ways, but that was like an apprenticeship. It was really good.
Be at the right place at the right time.
And yeah.
All, you know, we, Mark and I, do a lot of mentoring for small business owners, and it's great to know that you actually had a mentor at that stage. But let me take you back a bit. A bit about you personally and your background. Where do you come from? Where did you grow up? What was your first job in life? You know, what sort of got you? What molded your personality, I suppose?
How far back do you want to go? I had a good family life, but I had a fairly traumatic health issues as a kid. I grew up. At a young age, I had leukemia, so I went through the chemotherapy, and it's a sad story that a good story for me, but a sad story that everyone else I knew going through the same thing didn't make it, but I did. Because you meet the patients in hospital, and you see them on your monthly routine of chemotherapy and stuff like that. So I'm very fortunate in that too. I've been through a lot of other stuff. But and that molds your resilience as well, I think.
Well, so what was your first job in life?
Oh, sorry, my first job.
Yeah.
My parents taught all of us. I've got three siblings. They taught all of us that during summer holidays, if you wanna enjoy your gains, you go out and get a job. So that was like probably 15, I think, down at Lawn. We holidayed down at Lawn to get the part-time summer job. I think the first one was packing bags at Ridgeway's supermarket down there. So, and people would know that Ridgeway's, because it's a bit of an institution down at Lawn. But also all the popular restaurants, I ended up doing dishwashing, cooking fries, all sorts of other stuff. Yearly rotation, summer after summer.
An interesting thing with all that, Matt, is I suppose that's sort of the people industries, isn't it? It's dealing with people and serving people, which then is taking you to where you are. That ability to go and knock on a door and say, "Hey, I'm a designer. Can I design your stuff?"
It comes
from the fact that you've had to go out and find your jobs and get yourself started.
I think it's that, but I also think it comes down to work ethic as well. Find out at an early age the value of your work, and the money that you earn is yours. It's just work ethic, I think.
And did you, from knocking on and getting the first design job with the chicken shop, is that your start of your business? That was you on your own, up, running and away? Or have you worked for other folk, or what's...?
I've done various jobs, freelance jobs in between. I'm not still do freelance jobs if they come up. But that started my relationship with the printer, and it was a few years later that I decided to register the business name. Totally different business name to what I've got now. But doing the same stuff, maybe on a different level, but I'm a lot more, of course, you grow and you get more confident and you learn a lot more stuff. When I parted ways with him, I grew even more. I sort of outgrew him, not to put him down, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, that makes sense.
You move on.
Yep. Good. Look, the other thing, of course, is just like we all are in most businesses that I come across, it's really competitive out there. And we did an early podcast talking about you're in a competitive business. We called it it's the red ocean, blue ocean stuff.
Yep.
And you're operating in a business segment. There's a lot of people in it. It's a bit like, you know, there's 14 coffee shops in one shopping strip. So what do you do in your business that you believe helps you compete against so many other people doing the same thing?
I'll tell you a secret. Well, it's not such a secret.
We won't tell anyone if it's a secret. Don't worry.
2013, I think it was. And this is poignant because the Geelong Small Business Festival is coming up. And it's a really terrific resource for local small businesses. I went to a workshop on networking, the art of, I think it was called The Art of Networking. And for 14 years, I'd been operating my business with just a Yellow Pages ad. I was waiting for the phone to call. I wasn't a networker. I wasn't a people person. But that workshop changed my whole outlook on life and business. And I saw the power of networking. And it's not just... People think, oh, networking, it's a cringe word. But I'd like to rephrase it as connection, connection with people. I think that's really important in business. Rather than just having the skill, being able to form those relationships with people, gaining that like and trust, I think that's really important.
Yeah, well, that brings me back to one of my favourite sayings, Matthew, and that is there's no point being the best kept secret.
Yes. Right?
Because no one knows about you. And I'm a judge on the Geelong Business Awards, and one of the things that I am always amazed is that how many entries to start with, but how many finalists, and you think, well, where have these businesses been? Mm. I've never heard of them before. You know, they're the best kept secrets around.
Yeah. I like to encourage people. I like to encourage people that it doesn't really matter how long they've been in the industry because they think, oh, they're not worthy or whatever. It doesn't matter as long as they do the job really well and they can connect with people. It doesn't matter whether they've been in the business for 5 minutes or 50 years.
So does that give you your competitive advantage, do you think, that you're out there reaching out to people, connecting with people?
Yeah, I think it does. It's become my best marketing tool. I will say that unequivocally. I think that's become the reason why it did change my personal and professional development is that it's changed me as well. It's changed who I am with regards to how I associate with other people, how I connect with other people.
So how did you go through COVID, Matthew? How did you go with the 2 years that...
Oh, it was pretty tough.
We tend not to talk about and remember, but how did you go?
I won't say that I was... exempt from the hard times, but I cope quite well with the isolation part of it because I don't mind my own company, me and my wife. As far as the business goes, we're still recovering from it now. It's starting to pick up again because I think people the first thing that they start not to order is marketing materials, advertising and all that sort of stuff. So I think that's something they pull back on first thing when they're worried about their money.
So just following on from there then, what do you see as your biggest challenge sort of for the rest of the year? We've got 6 months to go. What do you think is your business challenge in front of you?
I think the whole COVID thing flattened me a lot. Trying to ramp up my motivation to do things like this, get out and communicate with people, get out and do the networking events and all that sort of stuff that I've put aside, because people motivate me. I think people motivate people. Just being around them can give you that that push.
So that's a nice segue, Matthew, into what we think is a really, really cool aspect of something that you do that a lot of, 7,000 people in Geelong would know about, but a lot of people may not know, and that's the Geelong Small Business Network that you've created a Facebook page for. So when did that start? What got you into that?
Okay, the catalyst for that was what I talked to you about before, about the networking event I went to, the Art of Networking. I felt the isolation of being a business owner, a sole trader, sitting at home, not being around people, like not being around a team. And I'm okay with that, but I felt the magic of being around other people really boosts you. And I thought, there's got to be other people that felt the same about their situation as I did with regards to isolation. And I just put it out there as an experiment. And boom, like, it took off really quickly, because I think there was a... To tell you the truth, I think there was a little bit of a gap between what organisations already existed, like the Chamber and other ones, which I have been a member of, which I encourage people to be a member of, and the people that just want to have a casual sort of place to come to communicate with other people that might be going through something similar. Because I find that the struggles that small businesses have, regardless of the industry, are pretty similar. And we all like to support each other. So, and I've grown with the group as well. My personal development as well as my professional development has grown with the group. But I try to, I'm always checking the ego. I think that can get away from you if you got in that sort of position of responsibility. And it hasn't always been a smooth ride, but I've rolled with the punches, and I think it's been really good for me.
I see you're now hosting sort of, and obviously COVID stopped some of that, but small business coffee catch-ups.
Yes.
So how's that evolved? So you've now moved from sort of the Facebook world to the face-to-face world, and I think that's a natural move, and I think a great move. How are they going? How have they started and gone?
Well, it came up in the group early on. Someone said, oh, we should have a catch-up. And I thought, oh, that's a good idea. So from really early on in the group, it's become a thing. Like, there's no obligation. It's just a casual sort of, you can turn up. But it is a reference point for a lot of people with regards to, I'd love to come to your coffee catch-ups. Because it gives people the opportunity to meet with like-minded people in a very casual sort of setting that's non-threatening, that's they've got something in common already, and I think it's worked quite well.
So, Matthew, on that Facebook site, Geelong Small Business Network, is that correct? That's what it's called?
That's correct.
GSBN. GSBN. Have you looked at your analytics of who's the activity on the site? And we're talking about, I think, I saw that you've got 6,800
people. No, it's 6,200.
Oh, 200? Well, we just lost 500.
That's all right.
But do you track the analytics and how many eyes you're actually getting to it every post or every week or day or whatever it is?
It varies. But I have looked at it, and I can tell you that it's over 60% females in a certain age group. And the rest, well, it's predominantly women, and that's there's no problem with that. But it's just interesting to see these sorts of analytics. And you'll be surprised at how many eyes do see the posts. Like, it might be five people commenting, but you might, if you look at the analytics, a lot of people see. And I also have... people telling me that they've seen something that I had no idea that they saw, because they reference the post. They're not in the conversation at all. They're not commenting, but they've seen the post and they just are like, they're observing. So
that's
there's
right.
Lots
it's
of observers.
It's a bit like a silent little army out there watching what's going on. And look, I've got to congratulate you on setting that up and getting that number of followers. It's a great effort, and I hope it continues to go well for you.
And we should give it a plug, so it's the GSBN Facebook page.
Yeah, Geelong Small Business Network, yep.
So make sure you look it up and like it. And when's your next coffee morning, Matthew, just to give that a plug?
Next week, the 13th, Wednesday the 13th at 2:30 p.m.
So that's the 13th of July, 2022.
Yeah, 2022, that's right. And it's at Ollie's Cafe in Leopold.
Excellent. Okay, so if you're listening to this, because we'll be posting this up this week, go and log on to the Geelong Small Business Network Facebook page and look up the breakfast, which is there, posted up there.
Well, it's not a breakfast, it's afternoon tea.
A cup of coffee. Sorry, I'm giving it away as a breakfast, but no, it's a cup of coffee. But just go and have a chat and meet some like-minded people in the Small Business Network. And Matt, where do you see this going? What's your vision? Do you have a vision for where this might go and where it might get to?
No, my initial vision was to create a community of like-minded people that can make changes in the local small business landscape together rather than doing it all separately. And I'm meeting with... I've got connections to lots of different local business owners, plus also some local characters like council people. And
yeah, I saw Eddie. Yeah,
I'll give Eddie a plug, because Eddie Contell, he's very keen to help out with regards to finding out things that the pains that Geelong local small businesses are going through, and he's really keen to get it going, because he approached me rather than me approaching him, and he thought, we can do something with this.
Excellent.
So it's been it might take a while, but I think only positive things can come out of a community like that.
Yep, that's excellent. And you did mention the Small Business Festival that's creeping towards us in August, I think it is.
Yeah.
You'd obviously strongly recommend people go along and pick the topics and see
definitely
what they want to learn and go to.
I was actually a finalist in 2014 for my impressions design. And it was a very, very interesting, reflective type of experience for me.
So, sorry, Matthew, was that the awards or the... Festival.
No, the awards.
The awards.
Sorry. Sorry. Yeah. I'm getting them too confused. Yeah. Sorry.
No, that's all right.
The festival I was very, very involved in earlier on. And because of that workshop I went to, because I thought, well, that's an opportunity that changed my life, so there's got to be other opportunities that can help other people as well. And I do strongly recommend it.
Excellent. And then you did touch on the Geelong Small Business Awards, which the Geelong Chamber runs. So you entered into that?
Yeah, I entered into that. That was 2014. Someone nominated me. Someone actually nominated me this year, but they nominated me for the group, running the group. I think it was a leadership thing. But I felt that because the group is a casual mix, it's not an organisation, it might not necessarily be appropriate, but it's an honour to get recognised anyway.
Certainly is, Matthew. It certainly is. So, Matthew, I think that sort of comes to wrap up our little chit chat with you. I've learned a lot about you, and I must admit, I've followed you on Facebook for a while and the Geelong Small Business Network, and it's been a pleasure to catch up with you. And Bill?
Yeah, I agree, Mark. Matthew, it's been great to come out and interview you today, because you are, as you said before, you're sitting here, we're in your little home office, and it is like living in isolation sometimes, isn't it?
Yes.
Because both of us operate from similar positions. So, as I said before, I believe you've done a great job in creating a network of similar people in the Geelong region who have a trusted network, because I've seen some of the posts. Yep. I don't always agree with them, I tell you, but I've seen some of them. And it is a forum where people can go and seek help, and that's what it's about. So thank you very much for today. It's been great to come and interview you.
Thank you very much.
And good luck with your business in the future, Matthew.